Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Nun Zion, Chapter 57, Despite Peer Pressure. David is on the run from Shaul, who has 3,000 soldiers with him on a hunt to find David and kill him. David hides in a cave in the mountains of En Gedi. If you go to En Gedi today, you can see and go into the many caves that dot the mountains there. Shaul needs to separate from his men for a few minutes, and alone he enters a cave to use it as a restroom. He enters the very cave that David and some of his men are hiding out in. Pasuk Aleph, Amnatzeach al tashches leDavid mechtam bevracho mipnei Shaul b'ma'ara. David wrote this melody when he fled from Shaul into a cave, and he davens to Hashem in there. Pasuk Beis, Chaneni Elokim Chaneni, Hashem, be gracious to me, be gracious. Rashi comments on the double language used, Chaneni Chaneni. David davens to Hashem that both he shouldn't be killed, and he davens asking Hashem to help him because he doesn't want to kill others. In fact, in an incredible act of self-control, David has the opportunity to kill Shaul now. Shaul's alone in the cave. Shaul doesn't know that David's in there. And not only does David have the opportunity to kill Shaul, but the men who are with David are urging him to do it. Now is your opportunity, they tell him. But David doesn't give in to the peer pressure. He doesn't lay a finger on Shaul. Shaul is the current king, and despite being hunted down by Shaul, David displays incredible inner strength. He cuts off a little snippet of Shaul's cloak to later show him that he had the opportunity to kill or injure him, but he leaves him untouched. David instead turns to Hashem as his salvation. The pasuk continues, Ki v'cha chasya nafshi, u'v'tel k'nafecha echsa, ad ya'avar havos. My soul looks to you, Hashem, for refuge. Let me shelter in the shadow of your wings until the danger passes. Pasuk Gimel, Ekra le'elokim elyon, le'el gomer alai. I call out to God, the one who is most high, to Hashem who keeps his promises to me. Radak comments, David's situation seems hopeless. He was being pursued by the highest authority in the country, the king and his army. But David, with crystal clear emunah, recognizes that Hashem is the Elohim Elyon. Hashem is the highest power that exists. Pasuk Dalet, Yishlach mishamayim yoshieni cheref shoafi selah, Yishlach Elohim chasto v'amito. Hashem will send down help from heaven and save me from the disgrace of those who desire to swallow me. Hashem will send kindness and truth. Sometimes we may feel backed into a cave, so to speak, in our lives. We may feel peer pressure from those around us to do something that we know is not right or is below the dignity that we deep down aspire to have. We may feel that circumstances are such that we're forced to do something we'd rather not. Let us learn from David HaMelech, who was literally backed into a cave, whose circumstances were life-threatening, and who faced the urging to do something wrong by those around him. David davened to Hashem to help protect him from doing the wrong thing. He turned to Hashem for the help he needed. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilu Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother. Thank you, Rena Glasser, for the musical accompaniment.